Now we move just one step forward, and what I recommend is that you take money out of your wallet or your purse or your briefcase and put it on the table in front of you. I want to know what feelings cash brings up for you when you look at it and touch it. It's a little bit different from the words, and it's an important aspect that's different. So where do you feel emotion in your body? Now, you may feel emotion because I've just asked you to do an exercise and you don't have much cash in your wallet. Maybe you've gone to your briefcase or your wallet or your purse and there's not much there to take out. But see if you can find some regular cash, put it on the table or desk in front of you, and I want you to look at it. What happens is we get disconnected from our feelings around money, but the feelings end up running our life. We're not connected. We don't think we have feelings about money, but of course we do. So look at the physical dollars. Look at it on the desk in front of you, the table in front of you. Pick it up, whether it's a 1, a 5, a 10, a 20, or whether you're in pounds sterling or francs or whatever you're working with. Euros, francs, that's funny. So look at the physical dollars. How do you feel? What does it do to you to see them? So where in your body do you feel tension or emotions? Is it in your chest, your stomach, your head? Very important to connect. Now, some of you might feel as if this is really mean and I'm torturing you because it feels so terrible. If you can't clear this, you can't change your energy about money. So we definitely want to do this. So look at the dollars. I'm going to just keep saying dollars, but wherever you are in whatever country, put that on the table for you. Look at your currency. How do you feel? Resentful? Angry? Maybe money makes you feel sad. Say this statement. Here's our target. I feel confused about money. I have all these emotions about money. That's more likely for 90% of you listening, that we all have several emotions around money. Some of you might feel guilt. These emotions connected to money. 0 to 10, how high are the emotions? All these feelings about money. So when you look at the money and you get the emotions, how high are they? 0 to 10. And I'll say a bunch of different words for the feelings, but choose yours. Is yours anger, resentment, guilt, sadness, anxiety? Karate chop. Even though I have all these emotions about money when I see it, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I feel guilt, anger, resentment around money, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I feel upset when I think of money and look at it, I accept who I am and how I feel. Eyebrow. All these feelings about money. Side of the eye. These emotions about money. Under the eye. I feel some anger about money. Under the nose. I feel some resentment when I look at my currency. Chin. When I look at the money on the table, I feel angry. Collarbone. When I look at the money on the table, I feel angry. Under the arm. I'm surprised at all these feelings about money. Top of the head. I'm surprised about my complex emotions around money. Take a breath. So when we use a prop, like putting currency and dollars on the table in front of you, you go back to that, look at it again, check the feeling in your body and check those emotions, whether it was anger or resentment, sadness or guilt. Check it again. Write it down if that would help. What does it feel like to you now? And then we'll start tapping again. Karate chop. Even though I have these emotions when I look at money, and I didn't know I did, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I have a lot of emotion about money, and it surprises me, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I have all these emotions, anger, resentment, hurt, sadness about money, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Eyebrow, all these emotions about money. Side of the eye, all these emotions about money. Under the eye, this anger about money. Under the nose, my resentment towards money. Chin, my sadness when I see that money. Collarbone, I even feel some guilt when I look at the money. Under the arm, all these emotions about money. Top of the head, all these feelings when I look at the money. Good, take a breath. Good. What's so important about this exercise is that you might look at physical currency 5 times a day, shopping for food, for dinner, going to the bank, doing, you know, an errand, going to the post office, and these emotions happen in your body and mind every single time you pull out your wallet. And if you're not aware of them, then they've got you by the tail. So that's what we're doing, identifying feelings in our mind and our body, which are totally connected, identifying the feelings, clearing them out with a tapping by using the props, so that we can feel as clean and clear about the energy of money and the vibration of abundance as possible.